If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network. Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is a big Thursday night full of big NFL drama, a huge breaking story in the NBA. But I gotta say this right off the bat before we get to Ime Udoka. Steelers and Browns right now, early in the third quarter, 14-13, really good game happening right now. The George Pickens catch in the first half. I know I've only seen it. It's 10 to 12 times now and watching it on the loop. You see it on Twitter. I think it's a tougher catch than Odell Beckham's. I think it's because Odell Beckham, the catch that made his career, he leaped straight up in the air. The ball was going behind him. He grabbed it. And it was, I mean, look, we're talking about splitting hairs between two, some unbelievable catches. But he was like straight up and he was able to go back, grab it. And it was a phenomenal catch. This Pickens is kind of, he's parallel to the ground. He's horizontal when the ball lands in his hand and he's able to hold on to it for a catch.
Well, and you forgot the most important part. He got a good job of creating space by pushing off that didn't get called. So good job by him. Hey,
yeah, it doesn't matter.
Hey, he got open. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
No, that's a perfect thing.
Well, at least as related to trying to make a catch. on a football field, because I mean we got all sorts of stuff swirling about. But yeah, I mean that was a hell of a catch, and watching it a number of times on the replay, what a throw by Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh, I was, how long until he brings up, oh, Trubisky. He makes a throw where the guy's got to dive and he catches it with one hand parallel to the ground. It was an okay throw by Mitchell
Jason,
Trubisky.
Part of being a quarterback is putting it where your guy can make a play. The other part is being an elite receiver that says, I can make a play. And after what George Pickens had to say to anybody who would listen all week long, he better have stretched out and done his best to come up with that ball. He was telling, I'm open 99% of the time. Coach just doesn't want to run plays for me. All right, here's a play for you. Go make a play. And he did.
I think you're the only one who is going to say, hey, that's a hell of a throw by Mitchell Trubisky.
You know what it looks like in the box score tomorrow? 32 yards, baby. 32-yard completion.
What a throw by Mitchell Trubisky. Yeah, what about the catch? Well, he kind of leaped, and he was parallel to the ground, and he caught it with one hand. It was really amazing, but boy, hey, Trubisky put that ball there for him to go do that. No one else is going to be. You are the only one going to be saying that. Well, not even Mitchell Trubisky and his family is going to say that was a great throw.
Well, then I believe in him more than his family. Mitchell, you're welcome to become part of Clan Harmon. Let's go.
Now, he is having a pretty decent night tonight, because we talked about this last night. A bad first half by the Steelers, more struggling offense, and it was going to be Kenny Pickett time.
Well, I disagree,
There's a lot of stuff going on. The Steelers were not happy. Mike Tomlin's not happy with the offense. Trubisky wasn't getting the chance to throw downfield, but they also weren't putting points on the board. But it was a pretty good ground-and-pound first half where the passing game was really good, complementary to the running game. And you saw a lot of good things, a balanced offense coming from Pittsburgh. Najee Harris is having a good game. Jaylen Warren's having a good game.
Dude, they're playing the Browns.
And they're moving the ball down the field. So, yeah. All right. So, Mitchell Trubisky saved his job for another week. Things are okay for the Steelers.
Well, Myles Garrett has been invisible in this game. They've done a great job of neutralizing him. And Trubisky in the first half, you get him outside the pocket, 7 of 8, 108 yards. What have I been saying for 4 friggin' years, going back to the beginning of his time in Chicago? That's where his game is at its best. And they've unleashed it a bit tonight. So we'll see how it plays out. A missed extra point once again. Week one hero, back-to-back weeks missing PATs for Mr. York.
Oh, boy. You just got to hope this comes down to the last 2 minutes, looks like the Jets game. And you hope that Nick Chubb goes in the end zone again and the Steelers drive down again. I just want to see an exact replica of what happened on Sunday.
27 points already on the board, 9:40 left here in the third quarter. Over-under was only 38.5, and through the last 3 seasons, any number that was up on the board that or less, 7-0. Looking to break a trend.
So we'll keep you updated on this game again. Steelers-Browns 14-13 early in the third quarter. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards terms. They do apply. But the breaking news that's come in the last 20 minutes, it is now official. Ime Udoka, Celtics head coach, has been suspended for the entire 2022-23 season. The team citing violations of team policies in its announcement. He had an affair with a female Celtics staffer, and this is what the crux of the suspension comes from. Udoka put out a statement to ESPN apologizing to players, fans, and the entire Celtics organization. He's not going to have any further comment. All right, so let's stop right here with this. There's a lot of layers of this story to get to now that we know he's been suspended. First thing, it's a year. Do you really think he's going to come back? He's not. They're going to try to find a way for Udoka to resign and walk away. Whether this is the Celtics saying, we'll suspend him, and then we figure out a payout so he can't sue us. I mean, I don't know if that's – I'm sure that conversation is going on behind closed doors. But if you're suspending a guy for a year, can you really – in anything, can you welcome a guy back? A year, not a couple of weeks, not a month. The guy is suspended for a year, a full year. How can he come back? In any workplace that you've been, how can somebody be suspended for a full year and is going to come back in that same position they were in? It's not happening. So for whatever reason, and maybe it's the legal part of it, hey, he can't sue us if we just suspend him and then he wants to resign, there's no way he's coming back. He's going to wind up resigning. With all of this that's gone on, just think about the whole next season go on. The Celtics are going to play under a new head coach. They're going to have their own new identity. It's going to be a new season, a new team. There's going to be player movement. There's going to be new players coming in. There's going to be different changes with the organization. Then we're going to get to next year. We're going to get to the offseason, and Ime Udoka is going to come back. And he's going to come back from an affair that was something that was so big that he's got to be suspended for a year. Yeah, he's coached his last game. Now it's just going to be, how are things going to end where he winds up leaving the team? Whether it's, hey, I'm going to leave, let's figure out a payout, and it goes on behind closed doors.
Former West Virginia hoopster and a guy he interviewed for the Jazz job, all of these things, Mazzulla takes over. Yeah, a year suspension means you're gone. Team will move on. They'll adapt to somebody new, which for the players, I get it. It would be a pretty miserable experience because it took you a half a year to get used to him after he took over. All the acrimony, all the rumor, conjecture, speculation about trades and breaking up that squad. Instead, they go on a phenomenal run, just like somebody on this show predicted. I hate to say I told you so, but I was right.
No, you don't. No, say it again so I can say it to you now.
I hate to say I told you so, but we're always ahead of the curve.
No, you don't. You love saying it.
No, I feel pretty good about it.
You know,
it would feel even better if you were sitting next to me, but I wave at you virtually. But it's the idea that you now have an organization that is ready to win now. Right, that's the part of it. Normally, we have disruption and chaos of just your moving coaches. Right, they just did the graphic of, hey, three Steelers head coaches in that time. The Browns have had 21, and include the jersey with all the quarterbacks. Have fun with that as you will. But with Udoka, clearly, you've got a manual, a code of conduct within that organization that he broke. And it's black and white when it comes down to it. We talked about it a lot yesterday, the nuance of how it might be in terms of reporting structure, power structure. I think it's absolutely deplorable of all the super sleuths or people that try to put a journalist tag on, or capital or lowercase j, that are just going through and finding anybody that's female in the Boston organization and just speculating, just abhorrent behavior on all fronts, slanderous and causing problem in a lot of, and potentially in a lot of families and households. So that's the part, whenever we talk about the cesspool that can be social media, this is where it's been at its worst since we were on air last night with the rampant speculation. But for the Celtics organization, I mean, if it's clearly codified in their rules, Jason, they might not even have to worry about a lawsuit.
No,
but, you know what I mean? There might not be any legs by which this could get litigious at all, at least from Udoka's part of things.
No, and I'm glad you brought that up, because now the other part of this, just think about this for Ime Udoka for a second, because I watched today a lot of people be in shock about this. How do you do this, right? The guy had an affair. Other guys are having affairs. How does this guy wind up getting suspended for the season? All right, just think about this for a second. We don't know any details behind this. Like, the internet has been rampant with speculation. There's blue check marks saying this, Ime Udoka did this, he did this, he did this. So I have a sneaking suspicion there's a little bit more to this story than just he had an affair with a female staffer. Because in reality, is that enough to cause you to be fired? No, people have affairs all the time. But one thing we talked about last night was, if it's a female staffer, who is in a position where he's a direct report for her. Hey, in every sexual harassment or compliance training that you do in a business, that's a really big deal. And they spend a lot of time saying, hey, when it's a situation like this, this has to be rectified. You have to go to people, because if it's your direct report, this could be seen as sexual intimidation because someone's having an affair with you because they're above you and they're in charge of your career. So there's that part of it, because that's one thing that it could be that I think about this, because you say female staffer. But the other part of it is that, just think about this for a second, okay? Ime Udoka comes in his first year, and he brings the Celtics to the NBA Finals, right? Brad Stevens, as good a coach as he was, never brought the Celtics. He brought them farther. They all love him. Universally, he is loved as a coach. Do you really think the Celtics suspended him for a season and are okay with letting him go because it was an affair with somebody else? Or do you think there's a little bit more to this story that we haven't found out yet? I mean, do you really think the Celtics said, oh, you had an affair? You know, look at these really draconian laws that we have in here about relations in the workplace. I got a feeling they would try to look the other way if it was just, hey, you had an affair. Okay, you should have come to us. I'm going to believe the Celtics have a little bit more than just this was an affair, because that doesn't cause you to be suspended for a year and then potentially you're not with the team anymore. So I whatever comes out, I'm expecting there to be more about this story than just what we've heard, because we haven't heard any details. And people going crazy about it, like, dude, you guys got to wait. You're going to be embarrassed, but you got to wait. But okay, you don't want to wait. That's fine. But I got a sneaking suspicion there's going to be a little bit more to this.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the organizational part of it, the interpersonal relationships, as in up and down the ladder and chain of command within the organization, where people may have been embarrassed or where they get involved in whatever's going on. Again, we're trying to connect the dots as best we can, and we'll wait for full reports. But remember, the T-Wolves, about a year ago to the day, fired Gersan Rosas over dysfunctional relationships and a relationship with a team staffer in a dysfunctional front office. That was on September 23rd of 2021. President of basketball operations. So not unprecedented at all.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The big story in the NBA, we'll have more on this, surrounds Ime Udoka, head coach of the Celtics, who has been suspended for the entire season. Udoka, who had an improper but consensual relationship with a Celtics staffer. This story broke late last night. We had heard that he was going to be suspended, and it turns out he gets the entire season. We talked about the impact of this and then the likelihood that he's going to stay the head coach. It's not going to happen. And what's the probability there are other things that we haven't been told yet. But there's another angle to this that I saw today that just makes me shake my head and go, sometimes people just want to be upset about stuff. Because one of the big takes that I've seen, both on TV and in social media, this is kind of why I like working at night, because the challenge of working at night, where we have to come up with variations of a very important topic that you haven't heard all day, but I also like to hear what people are saying all day, because sometimes they say things that sparks an idea. And one of the things I saw all day, I saw it on TV, I saw it on social media, and it's a variation of this. Deshaun Watson gets 10 games for what he did, and Ime Udoka gets a season. What am I missing here? How are we talking more about Ime Udoka than about Brett Favre, right? And these are the big things that I have seen, both from athletes, from broadcasters, on social media, and on television. And what I want to say to that is just stop. Just stop. You're grandstanding, all right? Each of these stories is its own story. There's no correlation between Ime Udoka getting suspended for a year, which what he did was bad, right? And Brett Favre, who did a horrible thing with taking money that was supposed to go to the poor people of Mississippi, right? Those are bad things. What Deshaun Watson was accused of and what all the women have accused him of is horrible. But just because one thing didn't happen doesn't mean that this Ime Udoka has anything to do with Deshaun Watson or Brett Favre. Each of these are their own stories, and they're not comparable. You know what? Instead of saying, oh, how does nobody talk about Brett Favre as much as they talk about Ime Udoka? Okay, let's say a couple of quick things. Number one, yeah, we've talked about Brett Favre. Horrible person, right? We've said that. Secondly, Brett Favre, not a player in sports anymore. Doesn't play. Ime Udoka, head coach of the Boston Celtics, in the NBA Finals last year. So yeah, a little bit more relevancy for Udoka over Brett Favre. But still, Brett Favre,
horrible things. But instead of worrying about, hey, why aren't people talking about this like they're talking about Brett Favre? How does Deshaun Watson get that number of games and Ime Udoka gets the season? How about we worry about fixing the problems instead? Okay, instead of comparing them and being mad and just looking to be mad about things, I just want to be mad. You know what? What Deshaun Watson's accused of, all this stuff, how he's reacted, has been horrible, right? The Browns' response to this has been horrible. It's why no one's rooting for the Browns, why everybody wants the Browns to lose. There is nobody who has come out saying, hey, Deshaun Watson's penalty, yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty apropos. Or, he got punished way more than they thought he was. No, there's nobody who's saying that. It's its own thing. Do you want to complain about it or do you want to be part of the solution? Because if I could take all the negative energy surrounding everyone and like I said, this is athletes, this is pundits, this is experts, this is fans. If I could take that energy of just wanting to complain about why this happened for Deshaun Watson and why this happened for Ime Udoka, and I could put it into something, I could solve all these problems, right? I could solve all of these problems I could light the world up with the energy that people are taking and saying, I just want to be mad and complain and go, aha, look at how they screwed up Deshaun Watson. Yeah, they screwed up Deshaun Watson. We've been saying it for a long time. Brett Favre, yeah, Brett Favre could wind up going to prison. Okay, this story is ongoing with Brett Favre, but Brett Favre is someone who hasn't been around. Again, Ime Udoka, relevant, coaching the Boston Celtics. None of them have to do with each other. Just because you want to compare them to it, it doesn't mean that it's right. All right, just anybody who does this, and the people I've seen do this on social media, when I've seen some of the athletes who have done this, I look at them and I go, rookie broadcaster who just is looking to grandstand and incite things. All right, let's fix the problems, right? Let's fix and see that, hey, let's find out exactly what happened with Ime Udoka, right? Because we don't know. You really think the Celtics just said we want to say goodbye to a coach who brought us to the finals because he had an affair? Or might there be a little bit more that we don't know to it? The Celtics really wanted to get rid of the guy? Really think they did? All right, so why don't we focus on that? Why don't we focus on the problem and fixing it and seeing what it is before we want to just stand and just say, I want to be mad about something? Because that's a lot of what I saw today regarding this story.
Yeah, I would say this for the Brett Favre, and obviously depending on who you listen to, who you saw scroll through your social media, the question of race comes in. Related to Udoka and Watson versus Favre. To your point, we're talking about a head coach and a player in the league. We're watching how the league adjudicates things, how the teams adjudicate things, policies, procedures within organizations, and how we look at these leagues and the commissioners and everything and debate how things should be going forward, right? Remember once upon a time, the NFL did nothing. Can you play on Sunday? Yep, I'm in. Okay, good. Right? The NBA turned away a long time, as much as David Stern seemed to have an iron hand. Well, a lot went on. And now we talk about Sarver getting ready to sell the team. We watched as Donald Sterling sold his. The thing with Brett Favre, where it's, you know, which one of these is not like the other, to go back to our kids' shows growing up, is, yes, he's retired. But the larger thing is, there's no debate. Based on the facts that are in evidence that we have seen in the media, bad guy, bad situation, a bunch of dirt bags, and that's it. Where's the debate? Where's the discussion? Right, if you want to extrapolate and say how where does he rank on the list of all-time sports bad guys, I guess you could do that. Copperfit came out and said, well, he's been great with us. I mean, you want to do a segment of why he should lose his Copperfit endorsement? Do you care that much about his Copperfit endorsement? No. Stipulate that the guy's a bad dude. We had signs that there were issues with him going back to his playing days. But in this is abhorrent. But it's a news story and requires a quick update and a quick analysis that, wow, this is really bad behavior in a state that needs a lot of help. And you leave it at that. You can put the spotlight on trying to help the state, which is what should go out of this. But it's not a sports story, except that he was trying to get funding for an amateur facility. right? It's bad business, but it's not something about the policies and procedures of a league that we watch and talk about on a daily basis.
Yeah, well, what can the league do? He doesn't play in the league anymore.
No, that's it.
That's the thing. He doesn't play.
You're throwing him out of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we're throwing you out of the Hall of Fame now. This is what we're doing. I mean, he's not in the league anymore.
Other precedent given some of the other guys that are in the Hall of Fame.
Throw him into the slammer, yo.
Well, he's going.
Oh, he's going.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here. I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come. Well, the Challenge Gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast. And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000. Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion. Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's just talk about this in a very adult way that doesn't devolve into yelling and screaming and you saying out Trubisky should still be the quarterback in Chicago. In the first three games for the Steelers this season, Mitchell Trubisky's thrown for 194, 168, 217 yards, two total touchdowns. Steelers have scored 23, 14, and 17 points. The Steelers' offense is not good. It was good-ish in the first half, and then it was non-existent in the second half. If you're going to have this kind of offense where we're going to win sledgehammering the ball up and down the field and Trubisky is going to be the head of the snake, your team needs to be a better football team. You need to be incredibly talented defensively. You got to have weapons everywhere on offense. And then Trubisky can be the head of the snake, right? He's the guy that's going to get us down the field. But this is not the Steelers. You are reloading on the fly. This is what Pittsburgh's trying to do the first year after Ben Roethlisberger. There are problems with the offense. Mike Tomlin's not happy with the offense. Nobody is happy. They're not taking chances. They are trying to win ball control, and let's move the ball down the field piece by piece. That's not working. They have 10 days until their next game now. This is Kenny Pickett time. This is when you make the move, and he's had 3 weeks of what it is like to be an NFL quarterback and what it's like to prepare. He's had enough. It's time to go to him because you're not suddenly going to run roughshod over everybody. If you were 3-0 and this was working, great. Keep going. Trubisky's not playing well, but keep going because you're winning. But you're 1-2 and you have a lot of problems. And you're playing the Jets coming up in a couple of weeks. It's not going to get any easier than playing against the Jets because you don't want to wait. And then you're playing at Buffalo and you're playing Tampa Bay, two of the best defenses in the NFL. No, let's get them out there against the Jets. We got 10 days to plan. This is the time. I fully expect to see Kenny Pickett, the starting quarterback, and maybe it's not an announcement that's made till the end of next week because everybody's going to scream for it now. And look, the Steelers are going to get away from things for a few days and they're going to let the dust settle, and Tomlin's going to have to talk to everybody. But if this is your offense, you're not helping anybody. You know that this offense is not good enough to win. Your team is not good enough to win playing like this with a limited offense. So it's time to open it up a little bit and get Kenny Pickett in. He's the guy you drafted early. You draft him to be your franchise quarterback. You got to see him play. And with underwhelming results from Trubisky in the offense, and again, it's not all Mitchell Trubisky, but what does Bill Parcells say? I can't motivate the offense by changing out the right guard. Right, I motivate the offense by changing out the quarterback. And you drafted Kenny Pickett to be this guy. This is the time to make the move. It's a natural time to do it in the NFL season.
With all their beady little eyes and flapping heads so full of lies, blame Canada. Blame Canada. He's not really a coordinator anyway. Look, Trubisky's been okay at best. Couple of big throws. Goes back to his time in Chicago. Double doink and whatever else. History could look a lot different for him had that gone through. Tonight, a couple of throws he made that they're hauled in. Different story. But the offensive line crumbled in the second half. Defense couldn't stop anybody. And they're not electric, right? There's not a lot of push. You had the drive that they made down the field and settled for the field goal. And if Pickens wasn't offsides, they had a shot at that onside kick. So the Browns really need to firm up on that one. You would have thought that might have been a point of emphasis in limited practice time between Sunday and now, but that's okay. That's okay. They'll learn. Now they have some time to work on it, but an offsides call negated what would have been an interesting procedural thing anyway. But when we look at it, if you think you can get juice from Pickett, then go to it. Right, that's it. If you think you're going to be able to uncork something here or you're looking at your squad going, we're okay, but we're not going to be able to compete with team XYZ. And I think that's where you're at philosophically as you get towards the end of the first quarter of the season, Jason. You got to decide what you're playing for to a degree, because Baltimore gave up that game to Miami. Okay, so Cincinnati hasn't won. Cleveland's now 2-1, and eventually they get Deshaun Watson back. So they tread water, and better than treading water. You saw David Njoku have a big game. Nick Chubb, over 100 yards with a touchdown, which was a great second effort run. Got met at the high point like it was a, you know, flying shoulder tackle from Road Warrior Animal, and then he spun off and found his way to the goal line. But if you've decided that we need to get him, not just for this year of, hey, we can maybe get some juice and bring this offense going forward, but also from a, we may not be great, so he might as well learn under fire. I mean, either way, you're getting to the same end result of Kenny Pickett, your starter, to try to be the fire starter, as it were.
Yeah, look, it's as simple as you have a quarterback who's underperforming and an offense that's underperforming. You have a first-round draft pick who's a quarterback, and those guys need to see the field. You don't know about a quarterback until you put him out there. You don't want to postpone the future and say, well, we'll wait. Because there's an avenue in which you could say that, well, how great is our division really? Yeah, we lost to the Browns, but it was close, and we're still figuring stuff out. The Bengals are 0-2. The Ravens have some problems. Ah, no, we're okay. No, this is where you have to make that bold decision and not overthink it. And, okay, this is our guy. It's one thing if Kenny Pickett looked bad in the preseason, but every time they put him in, he rose to the challenge. He played terrific. Now, there's going to be growing pains, obviously. Or maybe Kenny Pickett shows up and he's Dan Marino, and he comes in, he's spraying the ball all over the
fake spike
field, and it's going to be great. He's fake spiking, and it's going to be awesome. But
so you sell your futures after year two if that's the case? Oh, is that too soon?
But you have to see him now. I mean, now's the time. Can you imagine what it would be for Mike Tomlin to say, we're sticking with Mitchell for the next couple weeks? What's that going to do to the locker room? Going, okay, so we're going to stick with this, where players are already unhappy with what's going on offensively. Because you can also mask a lot of those problems. Hey, we're unhappy with what's going on offensively. Oh, we're changing the quarterback. Okay. All right, now I'll wait. I'm not going to complain. We'll see if maybe a change in quarterback is going to be a different situation, and maybe things get better. You solve a lot of issues. You know, like I said, the whole Bill Parcells. You can't motivate a team by taking out the right guard. You're doing the right thing and getting your franchise quarterback in there to see if he can be your franchise quarterback. And you're also telling the team, don't worry, we're not punting on this season. We're not just throwing guys out there. No, we're going to try to win as many games we possibly can, and we're going to go out there and do our best. And now it's time to make that move to Kenny Pickett. When the calendar changes to October, Kenny Pickett's going to be the quarterback. I said at the beginning of the season, I thought he was going to be the starter to start. It wasn't. Okay. Then I said, calendar flips to October. It's Kenny Pickett. Calendar's going to flip to October. Mike Harmon, it's going to be Kenny Pickett.
Blame Canada. Blame Canada. I mean, it's similar in circumstance to those who have left. Hell, even the guys that are there have been questioning the offensive play calling through the first 2 weeks. It's not just Ben Roethlisberger trying to say, hey, my last year there was a disaster, not because of me, but because of the play calling. No, you got guys that are in the building raising their hand going, hey, get me the ball. Let's push the ball downfield. Let's change up how we're doing things.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.